Yeah, what up? It's going down. It's your boys, Jagged Edge, in the building.
What I sound like on this thing.
Views from the Edge. Once again, fellas, what's up, man?
What episode we in? Eight.
What up, BG? What's going on with you, man?
What's good, man? I'm back from Vegas.
So after we get episode 10,
we're going to stop counting that bitch out.
No doubt.
I be losing track by then, so anyway.
Right. What you doing in Vegas, BG?
Made a bag, blew a bag.
Y'all know how to go. As they do in Vegas.
Right. I say every time, when you see them lights for that plane, all you're going to do is contribute to them light bill, baby.
Yeah, my Uber driver, he told me, he said Vegas wasn't made off people winning. So keep that in mind.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
It's more niggas.
The game is rigged, bro.
Facts.
What y'all been up to? I heard y'all boys was a club kicking it. What's up with that?
Man, we went to Jacquees birthday party.
Quees!
Shout out to Jacquees.
I didn't know it was a birthday party myself, but I pulled up.
Yeah, it was a little birthday party. You know what I'm saying?
Was it Vibes?
Yeah, it was cool.
Hell yeah. Anytime nephew pull up, man, it's probably going to be dope.
Anytime we pull up.
So. Right.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Right.
No, for real.
Speak for yourself.
I'm telling you.
What you got going on, man?
Man, I ain't doing nothing cooling, man. Just when I got my first shot yesterday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man.
Uh-oh. Vaccine wing.
So if I fall out on the show, it's y'all fault. I'm just playing.
Vaccingo.
It's not you got a wing. I feel a little bit better. I might go and get mine.
Man. I mean, hey, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like my mama, she ain't getting it. My mama 82 years old, bro. And she like, nope. I'm good. She don't do nothing. She don't go nowhere. Like, she there with my pops. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, it's really your choice.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Well, let's get into it, man. First up, ESPN fired NBA analyst Paul Pierce. Y'all laughing out the rip.
Damn, PP.
I don't even know what Paul was thinking doing that shit, man. Like, he didn't do nothing illegal.
No.
But I think, you know, you got to understand when you work for a company like ESPN.
And Disney.
You know what I'm saying? Which is a Disney company.
Right.
That, you know... it's certain things you're going to have to kind of keep on the low.
No doubt.
Live your life, you know what I'm saying? But you can't be putting that shit on live.
Yeah, you can't post that. No, not at all.
Look, when I seen the video, I was like, look like a good time to me.
Facts.
That nigga was just getting a haircut, he said.
Right. Yeah, that's a great haircut.
I mean, that type of haircut.
He really paid for that haircut, though. Yeah, sure, you know what I'm saying?
I do think the punishment is a little excessive.
Me too.
Y'all.
It's a little
Nike. Why do you think that?
Nike has stopped his endorsement.
No, that's Deshaun Watson. You talking about Paul Pierce.
Right.
Yeah, Paul Pierce. Now,
he just lost his job.
He just lost his job. They say he was getting a pretty good sum a year. Yeah, right.
But you got to think about it. A nigga like Paul Pierce to even take that job is because he wanted it.
Right,
he was already rich.
Right.
So you really just, you know, you kind of cheated yourself out of some shit you wanted.
Yeah, free tax money.
Facts. Next up, man, y'all heard about it. This past Friday, rapper Earl DMX Simmons was rushed to the hospital after collapsing in his home.
Much love to DMX. Prayers up, man.
That's the dog.
Real talk.
Y'all met X before?
Yeah.
Kicked
with X a couple times.
That's hard.
The thing that was interesting to me about it, though, because I had just found an interview he did about 2 or 3 years ago, and he was talking about the first time he ever, you know, did crack, right? And he was saying it was with his mentor. The dude who he thought was his mentor.
Okay.
And he thought he was just smoking some weed, and the dude laced the blunt with crack.
Yep.
And he was just saying how hard he ain't been able to shake it ever since. Yeah. And it was something he never intended to do. Right. You know what I'm saying?
And it's a lot of stories like that. Let me tell you something, bro. Like, that shit a lifelong story.
Oh, yeah. Well, you said addiction? Some homeboy used to lace the...
Man, let me tell you something.
But we knew what was going on. They at least gave us the heads up. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But
That's so
that
sad.
That shit crazy. That's his mentor, bro. Like, you know how damaging that is, though? Crazy, you know what I mean? Bro. Like, come on. Yeah. Yeah. It is what it is.
Shouts out to X, though.
No doubt.
I mean, Funkmaster Flex fired shots at the entire industry, saying that people were just posting X for clout. He was saying that people didn't give real support until obviously he's down. He asked, where was everyone in all the support when he was actually in the heat of these battles and in these struggles?
What does Funk think? Like, what do you think we're going? What can you do?
Go pick him up, like, and take him to the rehab. You see what I'm saying? Like, a person with an addiction, it's hard, bro. Like, they have to really, really want to do it themselves.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You can be a great support system, and that's all his fans have ever done. I'm a fan.
And that's what he was saying, though, is that this something he wanted that monkey off his back.
Yeah.
He couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying?
He tried a bunch of times.
And that's what made it even worse to me when I seen the story about how he got into it. This is something he didn't set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
But he was honest that he can never get never get it off his back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. It's tragic. Prayers up for X.
Definitely.
So, Ben, next up on our trending topics, we had even some more details have come out on the Deshaun Watson case.
Okay.
Nike stopped his endorsement, and Beats by Dre has terminated his contract.
Yeah.
Any weighing on that?
My thing is this, man. Wait till the man is convicted.
Right. I mean,
these are allegations, alleged, man.
Right.
It's no factual basis upon these allegations at this point. So why are y'all pulling deals?
But see,
why y'all pulling shit? Like, I don't understand shit.
Because of the world we live in now, it's really guilty until proven innocent.
Right. It ain't
it's
no not, such thing as innocent. You know what should stop that? You putting yourself in that man's shoes.
Yeah, no doubt. Mm. Real talk.
Do you want to?
Nobody don't do that. No way. We know nobody don't do that. It'd be a lot of things was better if people did that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Nobody, but you're right, though. But it's just the fact that nobody does that. You know what I mean? And I think, too, it's interesting, too, you know, after we, especially us just dealing with the Paul Pierce thing, that, you know, it's almost like, sometimes I feel like it's just open season on any celebrity sometime or any notable name. It's like you ain't got to give them no type of due process no more. It's, oh, they're a celebrity. Oh, I know they did that shit. Oh, the Illuminati got, you know what I'm saying? It's always about the rituals in Hollywood and the rituals for famous people. It's like bullshit. We've been in this game a long time. No Illuminati motherfuckers ain't never came to us. It was a certain point in time. We was one of the top five acts in music.
Facts.
No, ain't no Illuminati niggas came at me. Right. You know what I mean? So, but people believe, and that's not to say they don't exist, but I think people think it's such a widespread thing where anybody who got any type of success, it had nothing to do with their talent. Right. It got to do with the deal they made with the devil, how they sold their soul. And like, that shit got to stop. But I think that type of thinking lends itself to believing that you ain't got to give a celebrity the benefit of the doubt or due process. Right. You know what I'm saying?
But people don't also understand that, like, we all human. We human,
absolutely,
too. We just got different jobs, man.
Absolutely.
We are human, too. Right. So guess what? People make mistakes. And you know what I mean? Again,
and
like,
if you don't want to be judged by every little mistake you make, stop judging other niggas,
facts,
man. That's how I feel about
facts.
It.
That's the golden rule. Do unto others, man.
Right.
Do unto others.
That's right. That's right.
Next up, man, the Verzuz. Did y'all see?
Hey, that was my shit, man. That was my favorite Verzuz, man. Because I'm such a big fan of both of them. But no, go, I ain't mean to cut y'all. Good, I'm saying. That shit was
out the
chain.
Like, I watched it twice because I watched it when it came out. I woke up the next morning and watched that shit.
That shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was a vibe, though. For real.
So much since I was a little kid. Like, I got the same type of love for some groups that was around our age groups,
but old
the eyes, they've been doing it since I was a baby. You know what
real
I mean? Time. So I can remember them sounds coming through the house from the time 5 years old till now, me playing that shit on my own.
Real
right.
So I mean,
and
I
never
know, that shit was
never sound. Was I mean, it still sounds just as good as I'm sure when our parents heard it. You play that shit right now, that shit still sounds just as good. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny because when we was younger, we was into the Isley Brothers, but my mama was such a big Earth, Wind, and Fire fan.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So we always had the best of both worlds when you look at both of those groups. It was like, and I respect them because they were so dope, but I think for me and my brother, it was a little more Isley's over Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
But both of them is incredible.
And
that,
you know what else, too, man? Because I don't know if he is in there or not,
right.
But Ernie Isley need to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
the type of guitar player that nigga is.
And he was writing.
The hell, he ain't in there.
And when you see all the ones they said that Ernie wrote this, like that nigga was. That nigga was crazy, bro. Ernie was. I mean, Rod a beast too, but Ernie, like, niggas don't be talking about Ernie enough, man. That nigga was a beast, man. For real.
Y'all had to give it up to Ernie, man.
Give it up to Ernie, man.
Hey, Ernie been having that guitar go crazy for 70 years, man. 60 years. How long they been?
Real.
I ain't mad at that. You know, they got a little bit of criticism for performing Contagious.
Yeah. I don't care. I would have performed
right. All because of what? Because of Rob?
I said what I said.
Because of Rob.
Listen, you can't take everything that Rob did
like
the nigga wasn't an amazing, isn't. Like, he isn't an amazing artist. Put all that other shit to the back for a second. That dude got more hits and affected this music culture for over 25, almost 30-something years, more than anybody else.
And y'all tripping.
You know what
ain't been convicted.
True.
Again, we just going to throw the man away.
What you say,
man?
Say that again. Say that again. Ain't been convicted.
Mr. Robert Sylvester Kelly has not been convicted.
Crazy.
So guess what?
Ain't even had a trial.
I still feel that. I understand the intrepidation behind Rob. I get it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I get it. But at the same time, everybody deserves due process.
Absolutely.
And at the end of the day, if he convicted, and you know, when the what am I trying to say?
when the final gamble, what they call the thing?
Gavel
goes down, and see, if he's convicted, then cool, I'm going to be with everybody else. But until that day, I'm not just throwing my brothers away. Like, right. I just ain't built like
especially,
that.
Especially like our people. Like, let's be real. If we don't know, just like when you talk about things like the hip-hop police, we know that that's a real thing, and it exists for what? For just one group, for black folks. Eminem ain't had the problem with that. Jack Harlow had a problem with that, right? What? So it's certain things that us as black folks, we can't be so quick to throw away our own.
For real.
That's not to say that none of us have ever fucked up. Of course we have. Everybody. But we can't be so quick to throw away our own.
But
bro,
you know what else is so crazy about you even bringing this up during the verses? Is that when I was watching that shit, that's what it made me miss was R. Kelly. Mm. It made me feel like, damn, R. Kelly.
He always loved the Isley Brothers so much,
that,
too.
But, no, but, music. But R. Kelly is our soulful. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because music has gone a lot of different ways since the Isley Brothers started making music, right? And for a long time in R&B music, it was sex definitely sells, right? But the actual music chord progressions have gone into other genres like pop,
right.
Sometimes country, right? But Robert Kelly always bring it back to R&B and
nigga
soulful,
shit.
Nigga shit. And so I always have understood that R. Kelly is our soul for our generation. And
I agree 1,000%. And I feel like, you know, even when you look at Michael Jackson, it's like, man, for people to have convicted him the way that they did in death, that nobody could do in life. Right. Now, in certain places, the same way R. Kelly name rings the wrong bells, so does Michael Jackson's.
It does.
And I just think, like, y'all, number one,
y'all don't think that's weird.
Absolutely, that's what I was gonna say. Just two of the biggest people. Artists in the history of music. You don't think there's something behind that? But either way it goes, I just feel like us as black folks, we gotta still appreciate the art. You know what I mean? It is what, like when you talk about Picasso. Picasso was an evil motherfucker. You know, different artists who Van Gogh. He, you know, like they did a bunch of shit that I'm sure they're not proud of, and they people ain't proud of. But you don't just throw away the art.
Right.
Facts. We can't just throw away our
y'all
art.
Y'all play
like
Woody Allen movies
absolutely.
All day long.
Let me tell you something. It's called the gift and the curse.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of talented people in this world, just like Brian say, painters, artists, whatever, who's crazy as
absolutely.
Shit.
Crazy as
like,
shit.
Like, for real crazy. But it's like, you know, what are you willing to accept? You know what I mean? Like,
to get that genius.
That's right. Right. The fact that I read something a while back that said all geniuses sacrifice another area of living.
Definitely. You have to. Because of the time.
Yeah.
Because of the time you put into your craft.
That's just like me. I ain't a people person like
right.
That.
You know, I was gonna say if people
say what?
I guess I threw myself in a genius.
Right. Look.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But I'm
ain't
just saying, like in all seriousness, like I know there are even as creative as I can be,
right.
As dope as this music.
Socially
may come to
awkward
us,
areas.
I have a lot of awkward areas.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I
real
accept
tough.
Them.
Me too.
They are who I am. You know what I'm saying? They make me who I am.
And guess what, brother? I accept them too. As
absolutely. They know. They know.
We've been living together 25 years. And it is what it is. You know
we definitely got our quirks about us. But
guess what? We got a bunch of number ones out of them quirks.
You know what I'm saying? All praises to the Most High.
Nah, for real.
You see what I'm saying?
And speaking on that, y'all success, Earth, Wind & Fire success, Isley Brothers success. To me, as a, you know, a DJ and a younger brother, it's scary to see, are we in the last days of that timeless music?
It seemed like it.
You mean, I do think some artists now, I like her, you know, I feel like she's going to be around
she dope.
Timeless,
she
you know what I mean?
Because she has it seems like she has an old ear.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like
she dives into the soul. Exactly. Into the.
You know but I mean? Think you just hit the nail on the head. We might not have it in abundance no more.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like when we was out, you could think of, right. You could think of other groups and artists who did what we did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So right now, you're going to get it from her. Maybe from
Jasmine Sullivan.
But you know, it's not going to be an
even
abundance.
Though she don't like us, but you know what I mean? Whatever.
We like you.
I'm being petty. We love you, Jasmine.
I love Jasmine. You know, I think that shit stems from, I think we was doing was for Sisters Only or something like that. And she was in the room, Jasmine Sullivan, I was speaking of. And somebody had to tell me, well, you know, why you ain't speak to Jasmine? I'm like, I didn't realize
that
was her.
Because we love her, you know what I'm saying?
I love
doubt.
This woman.
Incredible.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
incredible
no
artist.
Shade. If it's a female artist I love more than Jasmine, so I don't know who she is.
And that's me, though.
Real talk.
I don't know who she is.
That's me. If I have never met you before or something like that, like, I won't really recognize you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'll be honest with you.
Right.
And they kind of took it the wrong way, but it was no ill intent.
But we're going to make it known. We love the shit out of you, girl. Like, for real. Your music is incredible. Your voice voice incredible, your talent's incredible. Definitely. So let's squash that, whatever it was. We don't know. Yeah. But look, look, I mean, and we got to do that from time to time because we have had the tag of, you know, assholes thrown on us before. But it's because people just don't know us. Like, it ain't never our intention to just rub them up. Now, sometimes we don't give a shit. Right, right.
No, we don't care.
If you need to be rubbed, we can rub.
Sometimes we don't give a shit if you deserve that. But if you ain't done nothing to us, then, it ain't, you know what I mean? It's never intentional. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to clear that up. We love her. You know what I mean? Hopefully, we can do something in the future.
It's dope to hear you say that, man. So, look, with you guys being who you are, it's hopefully you can pass on some of that light, some of that love, some of that knowledge to our next guest coming up, man. They're a young R&B group, go by the name of Bluff City. We're going to get them in here in just a minute. Let's do it.
Bring them on in, baby.
Yo, yeah.
Boom, boom.
The Edge, baby.
We back, man. Yeah. We back here with some special guests for y'all, man. I know a couple weeks ago we talked about, you know, what was the status in R&B groups, right? Mm-hmm. And I brought up the fact that, you know, my little homie had a group called Bluff City. Here y'all go. This Bluff City, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to Jock Queez.
What up, Jock?
The first question I'm going to ask y'all, man, being that the times are different, we came along in a time where it was, I don't know, probably 30, 40 groups, you know what I mean? And now, you know, the landscape is much different. Do y'all feel like y'all can actually breathe life into the male group genre?
Definitely. This is Keem. Definitely, man. We feel that everything that we kind of been doing since the beginning has been organic. We all want to do this, you know what I'm saying? Right. This is something that we all wanted to do, wanted to be in the group, you know what I'm saying? So, and we have a passion for it. So we feel like what we put out there and with the hard work that we've been doing, people going to catch on to it.
Right. And that's what it takes, that hard work.
Yeah, you got to stay, exactly. Keep thinking that.
Yeah.
But, so where is everybody in the group? Y'all tell us y'all names separately and tell us everybody where y'all from.
All right, well, I'll start off. It's your boy, King. I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee.
All right.
It's your boy, Frank. I'm originally from Durham, North Carolina.
No doubt.
This is Loverboy Trey. I'm originally from Houston.
And so together we are.
Down south.
You know what I mean?
Let me just say, you know, on behalf of the group, I think I can speak for my brothers when I say this is an honor.
Right.
Just to be here.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
That's love.
I remember being seven, in front of the TV. You know what I'm saying? Just keeping it real, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
To be here, and like my brother said, we have been putting in work. And, you know, I think you all know more than anybody as far as when you plant seeds, just because you don't see it grow, don't mean it ain't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
As long as you watering it, it's going to grow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it is with us.
No, I like what you said, bro. As far as y'all first project, how do y'all feel like the first single was received? Didn't y'all put one out already?
Yeah, definitely. How did y'all feel like that? Girl. And it was a track entitled Girl, written by my brother Trey, Loverboy Trey.
Okay. How many of y'all write? Just
all of us, right? Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Good. I
gotta do that.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. So, I mean, man, everybody received it greatly because it was just like, man, I feel like it's almost like for our generation, they haven't had that group yet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
Claim that shit, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? So, we definitely feel like we can fill that void. And it's like, it's something that people want to see. You know what I'm saying?
So,
we also put a visual out there. Shout out to B-Pace. And people just grabs to them. And they was like, man, this is so dope. This is y'all really singing on there and stuff like that. And that's what we wanted to, you know, put
out there.
Being that this is like the you know, make a record, drop a single era. Is y'all going to make an album or y'all just going to keep dropping singles?
This is Trey. What did you say, brother?
No, we definitely got an album coming.
Right.
Just about every night. So.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, especially I think first time out, ain't nothing that can really like let y'all fans know who y'all are.
Putting out a
whole body of work.
Right,
you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Exactly.
So always, yeah, always
and,
keep that.
And, yeah, you know, make sure when you're doing that, man, give the people a whole album. You know what I mean? Because that's something we used to pride ourselves on, is trying to make other groups run out of gas. Like, if you got two or three songs and we got seven, eight, nine, ten, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So make sure whatever you do, man, y'all got a whole. And I believe y'all talented enough to do that. Especially y'all writing your own shit. Y'all know, nobody know your sound like you do. Put that shit out, you know, and give it to the world just like that. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it. We believe in quality. We want to give quality, like you say, what's missing. You know, because we're products of what we grew up on. Right. You know, right. Exactly. I don't even have to speak on it. I just said
right.
it. You
know right. Right. No doubt.
We're products of that. You know what I'm saying? So we feel like we know what our generation needs and wants. Mm-hmm. So even, you know, shout out to the bro Quee. When we went on tour, we just got off tour last year right before everything goes
right.
mm-hmm.
right.
down and, right. and mm-hmm. everybody was rocking with
you're
us.
Yeah. No, that's sure, dope. Man. No, I mean, you know, I talked to Quee about y'all a few times, man. Not only is he really rocking with y'all, but he believe in y'all. Me, you know man. What I mean? And that's important. Like, in this game, if you out here alone without people who really, like, on your team, supporting right. you, like, you, the road is much harder. It's right. much, much right. harder. Right. Even after us being, you know, one of the biggest groups in the world, when we left labels alone, shit got different. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So when you don't have that support system, trust me, it's a harder. So y'all really gotta appreciate y'all, Quees, because he got y'all. He got y'all back. Like, yeah, he is y'all biggest mouthpiece. Right.
I want to ask y'all this question because we used to get asked all the damn time everywhere we went, and the question is this though. You know what I'm saying? Like, do all of y'all have ladies? And I'm pretty sure the ladies out there want to know, man. Yeah. Anything with a group, they always,
we don't give a damn. We asking for the ladies. Yeah.
Right, we don't, right. We asking for
the ladies. It's Frank. I'm single at the moment.
Right. Yeah.
Good answer.
This King, and I'm single as well,
no
man.
Doubt, no right. doubt, no doubt.
This is Trey. I definitely got a queen.
See, they train these too good, that's man. We got to get you on the phone.
He did it right.
Yeah, we just messing with him.
You mind if I ask y'all a question?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
What was the inspiration behind Healing?
It's crazy.
The inspiration behind all them songs was we was trying to have a double platinum album. To be honest with you, like our first album came out, we thought it was going to be double platinum. It was gold. And eventually ended up going platinum, but at the time it was gold. So when we was making that next album, our thing was like, we just need like 10 home runs on this bitch. Right. You know what I mean? We need right. 10 home runs on this album. And that's
I'm gonna tell you even a little, you know, more in depth. No, that's real though. That was always our goal, to come with a full album, you know what I mean? But one thing me and my brother have always done is examine the game, right? Mm-hmm. So when we did Walk Out of Heaven, me and my brother grew up listening to this song called Knock Knock Knocking on Heaven's Door by Randy Crawford. Mm-hmm. And I remember having a conversation with him and I said, you know, it ain't been a song with even the word heaven in the title in so long. Right. So to do that and then make it something where you in this great situation, you fucked it up and, you know, walked out of heaven, right? Yeah. So Healing was the same thing. It was like, it ain't been a song like sexual healing in so long. How do you do it without taking the exact? So we, right. well, let's, right. let, the healing, you know what I'm saying? Right. So, you know, we just always had those kind of conversations amongst ourselves where we try to really pick and prod the game a little bit and see what's missing. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Dope. That's dope. Crazy.
For the listeners who might not know you guys, Bluff, tell us a little bit about what inspired your sound or your style and how you guys came up and created that. Even, you know, how the group came together. We want to know.
Yeah, well, this is King. Man, I guess when I was, 15, 16 years old, I was like, man, I want to start a group, bro. I always wanted to be in a group. Right. I'm the only child. I was like, I don't want to be solo. I never want to be solo.
I'm good.
I'm good. Right. I always want to be in a group. And then I also grew up on quartet groups, church groups and stuff right. like that, right. Canton Spirituals right. and everybody right. too. Absolutely. So those were the first concerts I went to.
Us too.
Right. So you know
us
what I'm saying? So I wanted to do that. And, man, just practicing every day, getting the little kids from the neighborhood. Hey, man, y'all be in my group. Yeah. Then all of a sudden, I just started taking it seriously. And then one thing led to another, and I moved out here to Atlanta. Okay. And we had a little situation, man. Then it's crazy because how me and my brothers came together, it's a crazy story.
I was about to ask you, how'd y'all meet?
Yeah, because Frank, we knew each other through social media.
Right.
And at the time, we had another member. Y'all know how to go. Right. Y'all know how to go. Okay, so look, Frank C., I seen him singing here. That church voice, I was like, oh, yeah, he's straight quartet.
Right.
Let me hit him up. And then that came to work, but come to find out, my granddad, rest in peace, and his dad were actually friends. That's and we true. Never knew each other before that. I'm in Memphis. Right. He's in North Carolina.
Wow.
That's man, crazy.
And you know what I'm saying? Yes, so right. it was just
destiny.
Meant to be.
That's what it is.
And then my brother Trey, it's crazy because I always was a fan of his,
right.
you know what I'm saying? So I always used to look at his music videos and stuff like that. Then one day, Trey hit me up, was like, no, his mom Deuce hit me up. Hey, Trey want to get down with y'all? I was like, man,
no.
I was like, nah. But then one day, man, I was like, you know what? I woke up, I was like, all right, bet, yeah. let me get Trey. Then come to find out, I was like, Trey, where you live at? Maybe we're going to link up. 5 minutes away from us.
That's
great.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah, that's destiny.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? That's it's so dope, man. It's so dope. And
when you put it together like that.
Yeah, and it's something that we always wanted to do. Trey always wanted to be in the group as well.
Yeah.
And we've been rocking, man, for some years now. We really put in some thread.
And just to add in what I like about my brother, he really is like the Otis Williams.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody
gotta have one.
Yeah, man. Right. And that's what made me believe in everything. You know what I'm saying? How he was and just how he was so, you know, passionate about everything. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, and like, we linked up, and you know, that's why the group is called Bluff City, because you know, putting it on his back, you know.
Yeah.
Putting
Memphis on his back.
You
know, it's kind of been my experience, I guess, the way I see things, that especially in music, that you could kind of take off where somebody left off.
Right.
I think, you know, we kind of did that when we came out. We was big New Edition fans. And even though we didn't sing and dance like them, we made sure that we was a class act like them. You know, we wasn't going to do the right. When we get on stage, we made sure the outfits was on fire. We made sure we had that energy. And so I'm just saying, so, you know, a lot of times in the game, because you really, nothing is really being invented. Nothing new under the sun, as they say, right? So what is it y'all think y'all could take out the game, right? Add it to y'all bag of shit. And then and make y'all mark. You know, not necessarily a person, or if it is a person, like maybe you might say to yourself, I love how Jagged rock. I might want to come, but it don't have to be us. I'm just giving you an example. But yeah, go ahead.
Definitely. I think one thing we do pride ourselves on is being students of the game.
Absolutely.
Studying.
Absolutely.
One thing that we do, man, we study.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's
real.
Like,
facts.
Like we sit up. I come in Trey room. He might be listening to the Carpenters.
Right.
I come in his.
That's crazy.
I might come to his room. He listen to Jodeci. Yeah. Right. He might come to my room. I got some Marvin Gaye. Somebody.
Right. Jamie
Foxx. You know what I'm saying? I got somebody playing. No, you know what I'm saying? So with me saying that, we all inspire each other as well. So
Absolutely.
So man, we feel like, man, if we just study the game and take this from the greats. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
From you know what I'm saying?
Put that's kind of what I wanted to hear y'all say.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's
definitely.
And like kind of like what you were saying earlier, Brandon, like we kind of, well, on the last interview you guys talked, like we put ourselves together, as you said. Like this was something that it wasn't like, you know, management. And like, it was like, hey, we rock with each other. Yeah. We got the vibes with each other.
Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
That's great.
Absolutely.
A lot of time when it's put together, it's like an expiration date on it.
Right.
Real talk. Yeah.
They got their own little lane.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because the personality is definitely going to clash if it's not organic, like you said. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to spend so much time together, like the shit going to come out.
Spice Girls.
They sold
10 million records.
Right.
And
broke
together.
All that success.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this shit again.
Yeah. So I got a question. Why wasn't the other version of Gotta Be pushed as much as the one that was up?
When you say the other one, you mean the first video?
Yeah.
Well, the one I saw.
There's two video, but it's only one
video.
Song.
Okay,
the Destiny Child.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, the video version.
Well, what really happened is
the song was out.
So we tell the story all the time, right? After our first single, it was called a song called The Way You Talk. And shouts out to Jermaine, but he believed in us so much, he spent like over half our budget on that video. Just thinking that it's going, as soon as it came out, it's going to take off. You know what I mean? And so when we went back and sat down with the label reps and everything, they put us in the office and they was like, look, Jagged Edge. And he was straight up. One thing I say, I love him because he was straight away. He said,
Bar Phillips.
But he was straight up with it. He said, look, man. If this Gotta Be song don't work, that's it for y'all. That's it, right?
He straight up told us.
So when we went and did the video, first off, we asked them to let us do it our way. They had us in suits every time, and that wasn't really us.
Right,
so
right,
we put
right.
in one suit in the video anyway because they wanted us to.
Right.
But then the other outfits, right? So when it came to that fur
the long
full
and fur coat, right? So they fought us tooth and nail. They won't let us do that. But to this day, that's the one thing people are like, man, when y'all put on the white fur coat, you know what I'm saying? So what happened was the song came out in wintertime, but it played to the next wintertime and then to that next spring.
Summer,
right? Right, to the next spring. And it really didn't catch fire until that next spring and summer. Yeah. So BT was like, man, we love this record, but y'all got to give us a new video. Y'all can't be out here with these fur coats on in this.
Right.
So we went and shot a new video with them spring outfits, and rest is history.
That
song was really burning that long. It burned
Took 2 years. It took it took almost 2 years for that song to circle.
Right.
What happened is it heated up in the South, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it heated up on the East Coast.
Right.
Then it went to the North, West Coast. Then it finally went up North and out the country. But we talking about like 4 months here,
right.
4 months there.
Right.
It wasn't never at the same time.
And that's how it was, especially at that point in time when you didn't have money on your records.
Right.
So that means our record really literally caught organically. It caught from word of mouth. It caught from our fans calling and blowing up phone lines. Like, we would go to cities, and our record would be battling with Janet Jackson or whoever it was, and they'd be like, y'all number one.
Right.
But we know our label wasn't putting no money on that record. So we don't know. Right. We don't feel it. They show their treat us like we number one. But, I mean, so that's kind of what it was. Such a long grind because it really took the people to have to kind of stand up for us. We was over if they would have stood up for us. You know what I'm saying?
So y'all really had to fight to pretty
absolutely.
Much be yourself.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's exactly what it was. It was a fight to be ourselves.
Absolutely.
I told this story before too. The head of our label was a guy named Donnie Einer, the head of Columbia Records for years and years and years. And one day, Donnie's having a staff meeting, and he says to the staff, we need a Boyz II Men.
Mm.
While we there busting ass, right?
Right.
Somebody on the staff stand up and be like, but Donnie,
we got jagged edge
because he didn't understand. We was different from Boyz II Men.
Right.
So he didn't really understand that what you got is the new thing. You don't need to come and try to reproduce some old shit. You got the new thing. But he didn't quite understand that.
I just want to know how that made y'all feel hearing that.
Like shit.
We felt like shit.
Wow.
We felt like shit. But it felt good if somebody in the office had our back.
Right.
Hold
real
time.
Right.
We got jagged ass.
Right. Right.
What you talking about?
And then from that point in time, after Gotta Be, we did get their support. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like the relationship was always sour like that. Mm-hmm. But at first, they let us know straight up, nigga, y'all ain't shit. If this record don't work, it's a wrap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we took that serious. We went in the rehearsal hall. We started, just making sure our show was tight so that when we went in city to city,
we learned how to kiss ass.
Right. Well, that too.
When
you go to these radio stations, be as nice as you can be. You can be the coolest nigga in the world, but when you go into them stations, dumb it down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. So we went and got our show tight and did all of that.
On their desk, right?
Right.
What's going to make them play yours over the next nigga? Right. Usually it's your attitude, the way that you approach
them. And I'm going to tell you what's crazy. He said it, though, right? Because us and 112 was always, close. We known them forever, right? We were going in the places, and they'd be like, well, 112 is so sweet. Like, why y'all be acting like that? We're like, that's what it is. Right, right.
We're just being ourselves.
But it was that perception Jagged Edges.
But you do have to see them follows. But you do have to put on the face. You got to learn how to ass kiss a little bit.
Because guess what? We don't like using that term, but that's what the fuck
it is.
That's what it is. Right, right.
And you got to be mature enough to know that's what the fuck you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
When was the transition? Like, when was it like, okay, was it he came? Love you? Was it that moment where it was like, okay, J.E. Heartbreak?
It was before. It was during Gotta Be.
Right, right.
It was during Gotta Be. Our manager, actually, this guy named Kevin Will, he sat us down like, man, like, I've been hearing different reports from y'all. Like, arrogance and y'all think y'all stars already.
Right, right.
What people don't understand is that we got signed 2 years before we came out, and we spent almost every day with Jermaine.
Mm.
So it's like we was getting that star treatment before we ever even put a record out.
And it did affect us.
We went
to our first Grammy Awards when we didn't have a record out. We went to our first Soul Train when we didn't have a record out. And not only that, Jermaine was taking us to these places in limos, first class flights, limos, getting our outfits, everything. We like, shit, this the game. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Yeah.
But we didn't understand that once you put out that first record, now that's when your clock really starts ticking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if that shit ain't shooting, then you better dumb that shit down a little bit and get to that.
Make them want to
work with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Be nice and be humble.
As a producer of this here podcast, I want to say not many guests come on with questions for them. So
right,
I can tell
no doubt,
you guys, you know what I'm saying?
They should. They doing what we did.
I mean,
soak up the game.
But you know what? This is the thing, and this is what I want to say real quick. when we talking about the culture, this is important.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And when we talk about quality, when we talk about groups,
right?
And we talk about Atlanta,
right?
It's only two groups that you really gonna mention that actually was a staple.
You know, he said it
right.
And message.
And the thing about it, you know, I seen you guys, you know. We look up to you guys. We're inspired by what you guys have done, and we know for a fact we know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, BG, I think you had mentioned Mindless Behavior.
Yes, I did.
You know what I'm saying? The crazy thing about Bluff City is we're the last group, present group, new group, have a top 20 record on Billboard.
It's crazy.
Urban AC. Hey, the group before
shout
that
out to that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Roses.
You know
what I'm saying?
Flowers. And congrats, too.
And you got to let that give you some legs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Build on that. Because guess what? Every single you put out might not do something. So what?
Right.
Put out another one.
Absolutely.
And that's something that we got from this generation.
Because
when we was coming out, it wasn't like that. If you put a single out that didn't hit, you going to wait another year to put some shit out.
Nowadays,
keep going.
Keep going.
Put something out.
Yeah.
See what's going to work. Exactly. I mean, that's all. That's how you do
it. That's crazy, man.
That's what's up, man. I mean, it's a beautiful thing I'm witnessing right here.
It's amazing. Yeah. And I want to say personally, mm-hmm. Kyle's falsetto was amazing.
Yeah.
Wingo.
We agree.
Your voice is amazing.
Wingo,
twins, y'all voices are amazing.
I appreciate that, bro.
You understand the influence. That, and you hear the style in certain artists. You know what I'm saying? You hear the melodies and the songwriting. You know what I'm saying? But this is for the culture, man.
No doubt.
For the culture.
No doubt.
And we appreciate y'all for just letting us come in.
Exactly.
You know, have no a real doubt. Conversation.
And anytime y'all want to come and plug something, y'all come on. Y'all, open door policy. To people we fuck with, it's open door policy.
Right. Can we get a
not to everybody.
Can we get a true man?
Man, we got.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because see what we're doing,
y'all good.
We're not stopping. Jagged Edge going to be here until the wheels fall.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? But we are passing the baton to our young.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all, you know what I mean? Like, it's y'all time.
Yeah. Right,
y'all
and we hope y'all inspire more groups. One thing we was talking about when we brought y'all up in the first place was that so many labels are not willing to spend the money it takes to move 3 or 4 or 5,
right.
You know what I mean, people around, when you can get that one artist, that one solo artist, and move them around for a lot less money.
Right.
But if you dope, it's like they say, I mean, the cream will rise to the crowd. If you dope and you can and you get a chance to show the world that, then the labels ain't got no choice, or whoever ain't got no choice to say, we got to fuck with them one way or the other.
Right.
And that's one thing we was, you know, all praise to the Most High, we was able to do. Like,
right.
Y'all can do that shit. Just show the world you dope, then the rest of everybody else got to say, we got to fuck with them. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Right. Then they hit y'all label like, what the fuck y'all doing with y'all?
Right.
With Bluff City.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people used to hit our label like, hey, what the fuck going on with Jagged Edge?
Right.
Yeah. I can remember one time reading Vibe magazine, and at the back of Vibe magazine, they used to have this 20 questions.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the questions is, will Jagged Edge ever get their real dude?
Right.
And I made sure I said that to everybody in my fucking record label.
Okay, this question for y'all.
Yeah, this is for y'all, nigga.
Right. But it's crazy because I feel like, just as a fan, I felt like Jagged Little Thrill should have been bigger.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, it was successful.
We went platinum in 4 weeks.
That's
so, hell yeah.
Oh, I had that.
You know what I'm saying? Right. We sold 1 million records in 4 weeks,
yeah.
And the album still only ended at like 1.7.
But,
so, that don't make sense.
But why do you think you guys haven't got that just do?
It's different reasons.
Right. I mean, listen. Okay. Right.
I got you.
A lot of it ain't.
And I ain't going to lie. I mean, I ain't going to lie. Like, for us, we do get our just. We got fans who support us, man, to this day, whether it's a label attached to it or not.
Right.
So for me, that's just do enough.
Right.
Now, when you talk about, like people say, the powers that be, I ain't going to lie, I don't give a damn myself. Now, all of my group members don't necessarily agree with me, but I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We do this for the people. They put us where we are. We still do it for the people. Simple as that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But there was a point in time we gave a damn too much.
Right.
And you'll drive yourself crazy with
right.
that shit.
Let
like,
that go.
And I was going up in offices letting niggas have it.
Real tough.
And they couldn't stand to see me coming after a while. You know what I'm saying? So that's where you got to kind of make sure you walk a little lightly, is with those people, because...
Right.
The suits ain't really, they don't know how to deal with that energy, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
When you give them that, they don't know how to deal with that energy. They looking for cover somewhere. Like.
Real.
So
real
I always talk. Try to find your happy medium. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah. Good gang, guys. So look, before we get out of here, Bluff, you guys want to plug yourselves, tell them where they can find you.
All your IGs, everything.
All
your
social
media.
And I'm going to do it. I don't ever do this, but I want y'all to give them a little something, because I first heard Bluff, that was 2015, feel like, 16, back in...
It was a
17,
I think.
It was a holiday party. Jonathan threw a long time ago. And these boys killed it. I've been
give the people something. Man.
Give them something.
I don't know. I know we be out like you remember BG when we was on tour. We backstage.
We toured together.
Mm-hmm. My brother King, whatever city we in, so we were like, here's an IU rat. And then we get, after we pray, then we go. Oh, choose to you for giving me a chance. I'll be your angel, your guardian man. Blood citizen, choose to you for giving me a chance. I'll be your angel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, that's that shit. Hey, shout out to Player. Right, that's our homeboy.
Shout out to Player, man.
Shout out to my homie.
Smoke Black. Yeah. Shout out to them boys.
Well, I guess that's Drew Hill now. You know? Right. But I love Player, man. So shit, shout out to Player.
No, that shit sounds good, man. Thank you, man. And you know, any way we can help y'all in the future, man. Records, whatever it is, plugging y'all shit.
Tap in, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody, make sure y'all follow us on all social media. At It's Bluff City. That's ITSBLUFFCITY. Check it out. Project BC3.
BC3.
Bluff City. Man, check it out. You know what I'm saying?
Got some good shit too? As soon as y'all can, right? Next year, because school year almost over. Right. Mm-hmm. Get you a high school tour.
High school tour?
That shit lit us up. Like, we, us, Destiny Child, and this little girl named Kimberly Scott, we went on this thing called the Young Soul Power Tour, right? Mm-hmm. And we went from high school to high school, like, just going.
And then college to college.
And it was to the point that when we would leave that city, our record label would say, you would see a jump up in our sales in that city, every city we came from. So as soon as y'all can, get y'all a little high school tour together. Yeah,
dope. Definitely. Okay, for sure, man.
Coming to high school near you. You know what I'm saying? Too sad is in the
That's right. Hey, man, y'all give it up for Bluff City.
No doubt.
Bluff After Dark coming soon.
Bluff After Dark coming soon. It's coming for the 2021, 2022. They putting out shit all the time. We just told them to keep doing that shit if they wasn't doing that shit.
Shout out to the homie Jacquees
for good quality music.
No doubt. Shout out to Jacquees for finding these boys and giving them a shot and believing in them. Because trust me, he believe in y'all. And we'll see y'all next week, man. Views from the Edge. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.